Why ISPs are trying to limit traffic on their networks. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Increasingly, internet service providers are placing limits on their broadband services. Comcast, for example, forbids customers from transferring more than 250 gigabytes of data per month. Customers who go over the limit risk getting dumped. Time Warner has a tiered service, charging extra to customers who go over their monthly data limit. Why do ISPs cap the amount of bandwidth consumers can use? I put that question to Stacey Higginbotham, lead writer on the GigaOm technology blog.
The carrier argument is that a certain small percentage of their users are using up a whole lot of the bandwidth, and these caps will keep those users from doing so. But the real problem is those heavy users of today are going to be the average users of tomorrow. Those people are usually early adopters doing things like video streaming, legal P2P file sharing. Some of them are doing illegal file sharing. And the kind of high bandwidth applications that average users may not think about but won't one day want to do.
Some people argue that the only internet users who would have a real problem with bandwidth caps are those who are uploading and downloading a lot of movies and music on peer-to-peer networks in sort of an illicit way.
There are legitimate uses that could bump up against a data cap, especially a low, and Time Warner's isn't a cap. It's a point at which you will stop and be charged more after going over it. But like a 40 gigabyte cap will, for legitimate use, you could do several HD downloads from iTunes. They're usually 5 to 8 gigabytes per file. And you could just download, you know, 5 or 6 of those a month, which isn't unreasonable, and hit that cap. For something like the Comcast cap, it would be more challenging. But if you get a family of 4 all using the same internet pipe, trying to do something like not have cable service and maybe do streaming from Hulu, which is about 0.5 gigabyte per hour of stream content, and then downloading movies from iTunes, you could actually hit that cap legitimately.
One thing I don't understand about providers putting caps on bandwidth is that it seems like businesses want and benefit from more demand for their products, not less. And here with caps, they're sort of saying you can only use so much of what we're selling.
The issue here is that the last mile networks for cable companies and phone companies are stressed. Years ago, they built out these networks, and they wanted people to use it, and that gave them, and so they offered these $30 unlimited broadband kind of subscriptions, and people took them up on it. And they built these great services like iTunes and Hulu and things that we probably couldn't imagine 5 or 10 years ago. But all of that is actually stressing those same networks now, and basically they're not built to deliver high bandwidth content because they're old, they're copper, they're not fiber. So until the carriers build out all fiber networks, they're kind of stuck at an impasse between wanting people to use their service, but only wanting them to use it for certain things that don't use up all of the service capacity they have right now.
Stacey Higginbotham writes about broadband internet issues for the GigaOm technology blog. Tomorrow, Higginbotham on why bandwidth caps are a bad idea. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.